The birthplace of liberty has passed the worst gun control law in the country, and the citizens of the state now have a chance to squash the bill thanks to an effort spearheaded by my friend Toby Leary over at Cape Gunworks. And he's going to need a lot of your help in Massachusetts if you're willing to do this. Too often, myself included, we like to complain and bitch and moan about these anti-gun laws, but not often enough does everybody get involved to stop it. Here's a way you can do it. See, gun owners in Massachusetts have initiated the process to place a repeal of the state's recently enacted firearms law on the 2026 ballot. Yeah, I know. It sucks that it's the 2026 ballot, but there's a reason why. It's Massachusetts law. Now, the law that was signed by anti-gun hack Mara Healey, who's the governor of Massachusetts now, is described by her as the most significant gun safety legislation in a decade. That translates in American to the most unconstitutional gun control, tyrannical bullshit ever passed, period, point blank. Now, a referendum petition aimed at overturning the law was submitted to the state elections division last week, marking the first step in a multi-phase process that could ultimately bring the issue before the voters. Now, the petition, which was filed with the signatures of 10 registered voters, seeks to repeal totally what is formerly known as Chapter 135 of the Acts of 2024. Before I get into this, let's talk about Lear Capital. I want to share some exciting news with you guys and gals. You know I've been working with Lear for a while now because they're a trusted name in the world of precious metal investing. Well, Kevin McDermott, who's the big boss man who founded Lear, assisted the FBI in a nationwide gold theft ring by providing key information that law enforcement used to help save their customers millions of dollars. I chose Lear to help educate my viewers about strategic need to own gold. It protects me and you against the enormous financial challenges we face in America today and likely for years to come. Lear's taught me that hope is not a financial strategy, but gold is. So if you don't own gold and you want to, I recommend you call my friends at Lear. Call 1-800-260-5075 or head over to LearGG.com. Links are down below. Get their free information. Ask them the tough questions. They will answer the questions. There's no pressure to buy. There's also a link down below. You can watch the FAQ video I did with Kevin where he answered some of the questions that my viewers had sent to me. If you haven't seen it yet, I recommend you watch it. 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. All right, so Jim Wallace is the executive director of Gun Owners Action League in Massachusetts. Jim's a buddy of mine. He's been on this channel before. He said that Goal has initiated the process but will not lead the referendum campaign. Instead, a special campaign committee will be responsible for organizing this effort. So folks, he's going to need you. Now, Wallace, I've talked to Jim a few times, and we're on the same page. This law is horrible. It effectively bans the Second Amendment, regardless of any argument presented by its supporters. It does a whole bunch of bad things. Combats untraceable ghost guns, expands red flag, restricts on who can carry firearms in schools or at polling places or in governmental buildings. And the petitioners are not only seeking to repeal the law, the petitioners being the voters in Massachusetts, but they're also calling for the suspension of the law until the referendum can be placed on the ballot. And that's the big one. Now, Secretary of State in Massachusetts, William Galvin, he's confirmed the office of the office. His office has confirmed the filing of the petition, and he's indicated that the Attorney General's office is now preparing the summary. Once the summary is ready, the petitioners will have 14 days to collect the necessary signatures. This is where you need to step up, Americans in Massachusetts, gun owners in Massachusetts who like to complain. It's our chance now to actually spearhead destroying the anti-gun BS. To suspend the law, the petitioners are going to need to gather almost 50,000 signatures. 49,716 signatures of individual registered voters. Can't be any duplicates. The signatures and information accompanying it has to be legible, and they have to be verified. Now, without the suspension attempt, they only need 37,287 signatures just to get it placed on the ballot. Signed petitions must be submitted by early October 2024. I think it's October 9th. But that's a huge, huge challenge. And that's just, that makes it likely that it's going to be on the 2026 ballot. Now, supporters of the law, the anti-gun left, they say that it strengthens Massachusetts' gun safety measures, and they say it's a response to the Supreme Court's overreach in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin decision. Now, they say that the law was shaped by input from various stakeholders, which is verbiage of the World Economic Forum, stakeholders, to include law enforcement, gun owners, and community advocates. The only gun owners who would help make this are anti-gun hacks. There was a listening tour that some representatives and the chairman went around the state, but nothing that was offered by actual gun owners was put into the bill. Meanwhile, my buddies at Goal, they've already filed a federal lawsuit challenging the new law's provisions on firearm licensing, with additional lawsuits expected to follow. And while I can't say what I know, the next one is going to be a doozy. Oh, take that, Mara. One that we've all been wanting something like this to happen. It's coming. The law, like I said, regulates ghost guns, requires registration of serialization of firearms, prohibits the use of 3D printers to manufacture guns. You can't even sell a 3D printer if its sole or primary intention is stated to be firearms. It's already signed, certain CNC machines. So the ghost gunner is banned in Massachusetts. It expands the state's assault weapon ban imposed. So if you bought a mass compliant gun after 2016, well, this retroactively makes that illegal. There's new restrictions on machine guns and related components like triggers and bump stocks, stuff like that. This legislation was passed by the Massachusetts House and Senate with huge majorities on the same day, July 18th, 2024. And Mara Healey signed it, unfortunately, on my birthday, July 25th, making it law. Now, in a previous case back in 2022, Massachusetts voters upheld another state law that had been targeted for repeal. And that precedent suggests that the upcoming referendum on this new firearms law will face a similarly contentious battle. Now, if you guys and gals want to get involved, you can call Cape Gunworks. That's where Toby is, the big boss man. You can call Goal. But what you're going to need to do is get involved. No longer can you sit back and rest on your laurels and say, you know what, Goal will take care of it, or GOA is going to save the day, or the NRA, or FPC, or SAF. Someone will do it for me. Get involved. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, Purple Party, Green Party, Mohawk Party. Get involved and help fight back. 50,000 signatures in a 2 to 3 week period is not easy to do. If you have a gun shop, if you have a range, if you know somebody who does, have everybody utilize their businesses as a place where locals can come and sign the petitions. Guys and gals, for more information, I'll leave the information down below for Goal and Cape Gunworks so that I don't give up my friends' cell phone numbers. And Massachusetts, rather than bitch and complain about it, here is your opportunity to kick the governor where the sun does not shine. See you on the next one. Take care.